Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your boys, LC and the Breadman, holding you down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us live and direct at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, it's been a busy week. A lot of stuff happening. I'd like to first say, the rest in peace to the great Stuart Scott. Tell you, he passed away at the early age of, I believe, 49 years old. Gone too soon, but the man upstairs always has a plan. And while he was here, he left his legacy. So we'll talk a little bit about Stuart Scott a little bit later in this show. But I'd like to dedicate this show to Stuart Scott. Give us a shout. Again, our number is area code 347-843-4738. Also, hit us up, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Drop us an email if you like, lcandjack@gmail.com. And let us know what's cooking, what's on your mind, and what's new wherever you live. What is happening, Bread Man?
Booyah! In the words of the infamous Stuart Scott.
One of
love
his words,
man.
No
love
doubt
that
about
man.
It.
He was awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah, Stuart Scott. Gone too soon. He had a way of bringing kind of a hip-hop feel to sports and sports center. Kind of did it his way, and just this is an incredible individual, man. He did a lot the short time that was here. So, as we say so often, you just never know when your time is up or your work is done. So, you got to treat each day like it may be your last. That's just how it is. No one knows when, the time, your time here on this planet is completed. So, our hearts and prayers go out to the Stuart family. I know he's got two daughters, and I know this has got to be a very difficult time for him, his family. So, we pray that, in time, they'll be able to move on, and that's, of course, what their dad would have wanted. I mean, just a very good individual, very tough, if you want to call him kind of tough, didn't really elaborate a lot on his illness. So, again, we'll talk a little bit about it a little bit later on in the show. But rest in peace again to Stuart Scott. Well, what's the word, Brett? Are you out and about throughout somewhere in the United States? Or are you local in New York City?
I'm local, man. That air is kind of brick for me to get up off the plane, you know?
It is very chilly throughout the United States, or at least unless you're in Miami or maybe New Mexico, somewhere there, or Tijuana. It is very cold throughout the United States. I don't think there's very few states where you can escape the brick cold, I should say, at this point in time.
Yeah, we're folding over, man.
Very chilly. Very chilly, but it is January.
Yeah.
So it's to be expected, at least here in New York. Don't know where you're listening. So you may be telling me, hey, this is not the weather we're supposed to get at this time of year. So I think Mother Nature's like, hey, this is the way it's going down this year. So hopefully, 3 months or so, it'll be all over. Be swinging into April, and we'll be saying how the leaves are coming back, the flowers, and all that good stuff. So, 90 days.
Bees and all that,
Yeah. That's right. So we'll hang in there. But, as we go through the next 3 months, make sure you tune in, and we'll keep you nice and warm and cozy. Radio show.
You sound like Barry White over there, man. Keep you nice and cozy and warm.
Baby.
Bring out the hot chocolate, apple cider. Come on.
That's it. Well, Brett, we got a call. Why don't we take a call?
Okay.
You are on the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on the line? Hello. You are on the LC and Jack radio show.
Oh,
hello.
We got them shy people again.
Yes, we do. Well, they are gone now. I'm sure they were tuning in, listening, and thinking, no, that's not me. Not yet. Well, we gave you a shot. So.
Get that little 5 minutes of fame, you know what I'm saying? You could have been doing something.
Crazy. But, again, hit us up, 347-843-4738. Live radio, up close and personal, with the Bread Man and myself, LC. Let us know what's cooking this week. Of course, it's NFL playoffs. They will be going down starting today. We have the first game, I believe, is the Ravens and Patriots. Should be a great game. Everyone's expecting a great game, and I think it will be. Never sleep on the Ravens, especially when they play the Patriots. So we should have a barn burner, as they say, this afternoon. At the first game, which it will be up in Foxborough, Mass. The late game tonight will be the Panthers and the Seahawks. And I don't expect that to be much of a game, but you never know. The Seahawks don't usually get a tremendous amount of points. They usually score just enough. That defense carries them, so I don't really expect a good game there, but we'll see. And my boys play tomorrow. We got the early game. The Cowboys play the Packers on the frozen tundra up in Green Bay. And then the late game tomorrow will be Colts and Broncos. I don't know why they put the Colts and Broncos as a late game. I think that game is going to be over early, but that's what they did. If figured they would have put the Cowboys and the Packers in the late game, get those huge, huge ratings. But, hey, that's what they came up with. So we will see. It should be a great, great, great weekend. Like I said, football. We have whatever's on your agenda for the weekend. I'm sure you have some shopping, if you have any money left from the holiday. And normal chores or normal things that you need to do over the course of the weekend. So whatever is on your schedule, we hope it is a fun-filled, relaxing. And hopefully, you know, if you have to work, which some people do, is that and you can, make sure you tune in some of our podcasts. I know we get a lot of hits on a lot of the old shows, so continue to listen. We thank you for all your support and your continued support as we travel this journey in 2015 and beyond. It's going to be a good one there, Brad. Some good guests are lining up. Actually, it is football time, so I think we're going to circle back with one of our guests, going to reach out to him and see if we can get him on since it's getting close to Super Bowl. And we could talk a little, chop up a little, some football with him. So we'll work that out. We'll also reach out to, we got some other good guests on the horizon here too. So, you know, make sure you stay tuned, and so this way you can catch the interview. It definitely will be fun and exciting. So make sure you tune in, and that's the only way you're going to be able to catch the greatest interviews on internet, which is on the LC and Jack Radio Show. So, Breadman, what is the word with? You got me all excited on this. We're doing a show down in the ATL. What is the latest from the young lady from the international?
I've been appointed recruiter, so I've been recruiting for Miss Lisa and getting everything locked in. The website will be up soon, and she has the Little Angels pageant also. So I got my niece and some other friends of mine who have daughters and nieces. I've been getting that lined up, so everything's coming together. You know, once they get a date, like I said, I'll let you know. I'll pass that on, and it's going to be a big girls and little girls pageant all in one down in ATL coming up in May. So I'll keep you abreast of that, and I'm just working behind the scenes. Doing my thing like I normally do. So I guess that's why I was grounded this weekend too, because I'd rather sit in front of a computer than be on a notepad trying to make things happen. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Move it.
I definitely hear that. You got me all excited now.
We're turning it up.
Yes, baby. We're looking forward. We're looking forward to doing that show down the ATL to see all these beautiful young ladies from all over the world compete. So you got LC very excited there, Brett. So let's get that date locked down so I can get on the calendar.
All right.
And we can rock and roll from there. All right, good. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. I'm very excited. So I guess before we get, actually, I believe our guest is on the line there, Brad. Before we get into it, why don't we take a brief pause for the course?
All right.
And we'll be right back.
This is Jim Brown. I'm on the LC and Jack Show.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
Aloha, everybody. This is Wally Amos to tell you that I'm back with the same cookie that I created 40 years ago. The only place you can get them is thecookiekahuna.com. That's right, online, thecookiekahuna.com. If it doesn't say Kahuna, it's not Wally's cookie. Great taste awaits you at thecookiekahuna.com. And always listen to LC and Jack on the radio. I love you. Aloha.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack radio show.
Yo, this is Fred, the Hammer, Williamson. Check out the LC and Jack show. If you got nothing else to do during the day or at night, make your life a lot more exciting, check it out. LC and Jack show. Alright?
To happen, baby. Got to do some drops for the show. So make sure, like we say, you tune in each and every week. You never know who's going to drop on by. So that's what's good. But Brad got a great guest that, you know, decided to drop on by. Good friend of mine. He's a great friend of the show. He's had the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl and actually win. This week, we definitely would be going at it. His team is the Packers. He played on that great 1996 Super Bowl team. And had an opportunity to bring the trophy home, not just for himself, but also he represents Brentwood, Long Island, New York. So he holds it down for us, and he's going to give us his picks for this week, as well as the Super Bowl winner for 2014/2015. So without being said, we welcome to the show Mr. Gary Brown, former NFL Super Bowl winner.
Thank you, Gary. What is happening,
my brother?
What's going on, LC? Brad, how y'all doing? It's been a long time.
Oh, doing good, man. Doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
So, Gary, man.
I'm excited about this year.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on. And it seems like me and you will be going right at it tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Your boys from the Green Bay going against my boys from Texas up in Green Bay. So let's get right at it. We're going to put you on the spot. Tomorrow's games, and we'll loop back to today's games. But since, of course, I'm a big Cowboy and you're a big Green Bay man, Cheesehead, as they call him, We already know, I guess, that you're going for Green Bay, right? There's no secret here, right?
No secret here. I wouldn't go for. Why wouldn't I go? You going for the Cowboys? I gotta go for Green Bay.
Okay.
Well, you got one up. I'm on your bandwagon because I hate Cowboys. I'm not a hater.
I'm not a hater. I do respect what the Cowboys have done. I do respect what they've become. I do respect the Romo's game. Now, I haven't in the past. They're looking really good, but Green Bay, the tough place to go and win, man.
Yeah, well, they cheated last week. I keep telling them that.
Well, take it, baby. However it went down.
Hey. You know, last week. You got to pick up the flag, man. The win,
well, the flag fell out of his pocket. I kept telling
it. It doesn't go down as a win, but the flag fell out. It goes down as a win. That's all that matters. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
There you go.
Sometimes it's better to have Jerry Jones' pocket, too.
You're lying about that one.
Yeah,
you're lying about that one. But it should be. I like our chances. Rodgers has one leg, so if we could put a little heat on him and make that ankle feel cold, we should be in good shape if we can play our normal game, which is running the ball and then throwing the ball.
And that's what makes them who they are now. And that's what they, you know what, they did one of the smartest things I've ever seen in football. For the last, I think, 3 years, they went after offensive linemen in the first round. And if showing, they have a young, strong offensive line. They can run the ball. They can pass protect. They can throw. They can do it. And that opens Romo up when you got options. When you only have when you only can throw the ball, that makes it really hard on a quarterback. I don't care who you are. That makes it really hard. You add a running game to that, and not a running game, one of the best running games, it makes the quarterback's job easy.
Yes, it does. I think it's easier. Yes, yeah. But, you know, everyone, you know, talked about Romo, and I've been saying for years that we needed to run the ball more to take the pressure off him. There's very few quarterbacks like a Rodgers or a Peyton, and even Peyton blew up in a Super Bowl. You have all that pressure on you where you're passing 90% of the time. It's very difficult not to make a mistake. So
yeah,
when you're
only
able to...
The only quarterback doing that now is Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you ain't. Yeah, yeah. Russell's doing
it.
He
doesn't make mistakes. He does not make mistakes.
Yeah, and Rodgers. I tip my hat to him. He really hasn't thrown
few
interceptions.
Rodgers is high also, but that boy over there, Wilson, he's no joke. He's a very smart, intelligent, athletic, competitive football player. He got an arm. He can run, and he's smart. Having all those components and being high on the level on all of those makes a great quarterback.
Yep. So it should be an exciting game tomorrow. I expect a close game, but I think in the end we'll be victorious. Yes, the Cowboys will be in the NFC East finals, or conference finals, championship game rather, to see who goes to the Super Bowl. And of course, I know Gary. Well, we'll stay with Sunday's game since we're pick for Colts Broncos. Does anybody think the Colts are going to win? I don't think anybody does.
They're playing pretty good football, and that is their generation of Peyton Manning. And I'm talking about the Colts quarterback. He's a very smart young quarterback. He's a good coach. He makes mistakes though. That costs them. It's going to be a good game. You know what the problem is? Denver, two things I don't go against: Green Bay at home and Peyton Manning. But the blueprint is out on how to beat them. It's just a matter of if the team has all the tools to make it happen.
Yes, I agree. It should be exciting. The lines are blowing up there, Gary. If you don't mind, why don't we take a couple phone calls and see what the listeners are talking about?
Okay.
You're on the LC and Jack radio show with our guest, Gary Brown. Who do we have on the line? Hello? It's your time to speak or forever hold your peace. All right, let's go to line five. You're on the LC and Jack radio show with our special guest, Gary Brown. Who do we have on the line?
Margie.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Georgia,
okay.
What's up, Margie?
Hey, Breadman. We wanted to give you a shout-out and thank you very much for hosting the show. And you guys do an outstanding service to us. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks for calling in and giving us a shout. Do you have a question for our guest, former Super Bowl champion Gary Brown? You have any picks for this weekend?
No, I just want to tell Gary Brown, hey, he did his thing and he put it down like a superstar should. So I just want to tell him thank you very much and keep doing your thing.
Well, that's what's good. We appreciate the
support.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what's good.
My Navy buddy, Eric McDowell, and his wife, Margie, down there in Georgia, man.
Yes, cornbread, it's us.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in. I keep missing you guys, but I'm going to catch you next time I come to Georgia, all right?
All right, take it easy.
Good, send us some heat.
Thanks for calling in. Oh, no, they cold down there, too.
Yeah,
yes,
cold everywhere. Well, we got one more out there, Brad. Let's see, and Gary, let's see what we got on the line.
Okay.
You're on the LC and Jack radio show with our special guest, Gary Brown. Who do we have on the line?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. You're on the line. Who are we speaking to?
This is Mona from Detroit.
Mona, up in Detroit.
Yes. Yes.
Detroit.
How are you? you already know I'm going with Green Bay to beat the hell out of the Cowboys.
Oh,
I'm cheating
really?
On them, right?
So you're gonna hate like that, huh? Detroit.
I'm all the way hating Detroit versus everybody.
She's on it. What's up, girl?
I'm on it. And I got two other words for you. Tom Brady. And that's
Ooh.
All you gotta say. That's
oh,
it.
Wow, you love Tom.
No,
how do you feel, Tom?
She
huh?
loves me on that one.
Who doesn't love Tom? Is there anybody there that doesn't love Tom?
I don't like Tom.
Me?
I don't like
Tom.
Come on. Deep down, you love Tom. Stop it.
No, I don't like Tom.
I can't lie. I hate the New England so bad that I actually love them.
So that's my birthday. That's my birthday wish. Is for Green Bay to beat. Thank you, the Cowboys, and for Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl. Another Super Bowl. Thank you.
Yeah,
and I'll see you in Hawaii, Mr. Cornbread.
Wow.
Girl, I'm waiting on you.
Are you wearing a two-piece or are you wearing a one-piece out in Hawaii?
Maybe a zero-piece.
Oh, wow.
We got a nice pool. That
definitely warms me right on up there.
Very, very, very good.
No-piece. Oh, okay. That's a
I know that's
you.
Awesome.
Fried chicken.
That's what's good. What's the temperature up there in Detroit?
It's negative one right now.
Wow,
call
negative
me
one.
Negative one.
Mm-hmm. That's a tundra weather. That's a tundra
oh, yeah.
Weather.
But you know how we do in Detroit. We just walk around with meat coats on like Dave Loaf.
I know. Y'all are big ballers out there. Big baller shot callers.
Hey, that's what we got to do. That's what we do.
Well,
thank
enjoy
you
your
all. You all have a great day. Thank you.
Tell everybody in Detroit we love them.
Okay, thank you.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Take care.
Enjoy.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
All right. Yeah, we got a little perspective for some of the listeners around the country. So we'll keep it moving, Gary. But it seems like people loving Tom. I don't know why. I can't stand Tom.
No, I respect him though.
I respect him, but it's time for a new one. I like that. I ain't gonna lie. I want mine to see. The Ravens beat up on them today, and they shaking in the boots because they know the Ravens is going to bring it to them.
Well,
they know that
defense against defense, you know. Well, it's going to be defense against Tom Brady, and whoever wins that battle is going to win the game.
That's right.
They have a hell of a top front seven, and if you put some pressure on Tom. He's either going to burn you or he's going to bless you, you know? And
mm-hmm.
if he burns you, the Ravens are not going to look good for the Ravens because they're not, offensively, they're not going to keep up with him. But if you put some pressure on him and get him slumping, and he's been known to do that, and the only thing you got to do is just keep hitting him and keep getting at him and keep getting the ball out of his hands really quick. And it also depends on how Blunt's going to run the ball. If he can't run the ball, you got a good chance of slowing. You can't stop him, but slowing him down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't
agree.
Stop Brady. I mean, he's too smart. He's too tall. He's got a good arm. He's got great coaching. The team is being coached by a great coach. You know, they got a very disciplined team, so you can never go against that. And the Ravens, depends on which one show up.
Yeah, that's true. Very true with them. Like I said, I expect a good game. I think it's going to be a very good game, and we'll see. We'll see how it rolls, but it should be fun. It's the early game, so we won't have to wait too long.
Exciting.
We find out how it rolls. Gary, do you give the Panthers any shot against the Seahawks?
No.
I want to.
I just don't think Cam's that disciplined. They have a decent defense, but I think Russell Wilson's going, if not the best quarterback in the league. He has an arm. He can run the ball. Well, they have a great running game, too, but he has such a beautiful touch on that ball when he throws a deep ball. you know, you do your job as a receiver, he'll make you, he'll give you a lot of catches because he's that good, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a, and he doesn't take hits. He's probably got to be the least hit quarterback in the league. He gets out of bounds, he gets down, and he gets the first down. A lot of quarterbacks take these hits, and they don't even get the first down. You know, like, why are you taking that blow if you're not even going to get the first down? He's a very
yeah.
smart dude, you know?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
With a hell of a running back and a wild coach and a spunky defense.
Yeah, that defense is unbelievable. I tell you, it looks like I don't see anybody. I think they're going to roll all the way back. And if they stay hot, I don't see anybody beating them. I don't care if it's Brady or, you know.
If you get after Lynch and you put some beats on him and make them throw the ball, you have a half a chance, but you can't give up the deep ball, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The key, like you said, is Lynch. If you stop their running game, now you put a lot more pressure on them.
Now you have a chance.
Yeah, you have a better chance to.
If you can't stop Lynch, you don't have a chance. You don't have
forget it.
Hell.
It's going to be interesting next year when he's. I think he's a free agent, so it's going to be very interesting. But well, this year's still rolling. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be very interesting. Your thoughts, Gary, on? Well, you like Andrew Luck, you know, against
yes.
the Broncos. Andrew Luck is
no,
probably...
No, I didn't say that. I said I like Andrew Luck.
Ah, okay. All right, so you like the
but,
Broncos tonight.
You got to go with experience. You got to go with experience. And Denver, that's the third thing I won't go against. Peyton Manning, he's a beast. He's one of the... He's a coach on the field. And if he's got a chink in your armor, he will expose it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So who do you, out of today, who do you expect, and tomorrow, the Colts and Broncos actually play tomorrow evening.
Yes.
Who do you expect to make it to the, I guess, who do you expect to win this weekend and then ultimately go into the Super Bowl and then win?
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked to see, like, a Green Bay, Seattle.
Okay, so Green Bay, Seattle advance next week.
Yes.
And what about out of the AFC?
I mean, you don't want to admit that, but that's what's going to happen.
Well, we disagree there. It'll be the Cowboys in Seattle, but it's all good.
Yeah.
We'll take
the week. You and your pride get in the way.
Yeah, okay. It's all good. We'll see. We got you on tape with your pick, so.
Well, they're a very good team, so we'll see. And then out of today, it's hard to go against Belichick. It's hard to. I would like for Baltimore to win, but it's hard for me to go against Belichick. I got to go with the coaching. They win the coaching battle there, and I go with New England. And
all right. So New England.
And the other game.
You got the Colts and Broncos.
No. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm getting all confused.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. You picked Seattle already, so the Panthers are done. You have Seattle and Green Bay in the conference
yes.
final in the NFC, and in the AFC you have
Denver.
Already you got the Patriots and Denver. Okay, wow. So out of those four teams, since we won't have you next week, unless who knows if you decide to call in, but because you might be talking about the Cowboys, but we won't go there. who do you have going into the Super Bowl? Who do you got going into the Super Bowl?
You got to go with Seattle. And it's a toss-up.
So
it depends on who shows up. I want to go against you, whoever you go against.
So we got the Patriots and the Broncos. And then I believe the Broncos have to go to New England. So that's going to be a tough game. For the Broncos, so it sounds like to me you think the Patriots will probably be in the Super Bowl, well, back in the Super Bowl.
I don't think it matters who. Yes, I'll have to go with them just out of coaching alone. I don't think talent-wise, but I think coaching-wise. But basically, we're saying that Seattle's going to win another Super Bowl.
I think so too. You know what? Unless my boys get in there, which is it's going to be a tough chore. I think Seattle with that defense is just unbelievable. I mean, these guys don't give up any points. It's just they make it very difficult for the other team. If you don't do anything on them, you know, Seattle's offense is just going. They're going to put up points. They, you know, may not blow your socks off, but they're going to put up a good enough amount of points, and that defense is not going to give you anything. It's just unbelievable.
They might put up some points themselves.
Yeah, it's going to be very.
Team.
Yeah,
they play at a high level and a well-rounded team. And they're young and spunky, and they believe in what their coach is selling. And that's half the battle, you know?
Definitely. Before we let you go, Gary, we know you got a roll, but any thoughts? We started the show talking a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about Stuart Scott. Anything in regards to Stuart Scott's passing you'd like to talk about?
You know, when I was in college, and Stuart Scott made ESPN News very popular in the younger urban, you know, he started the slick talking, and he's a great man. And at the end of the day, he shows anybody that ever heard a word or hear him speak, or especially on about serious topics as this, he gave you the definition of life. And if you don't learn from that, then you're missing the point. You know what I mean? You're missing the point. And, mm-hmm. and the only way you can honor him is to be positive. And that's his message. Be positive. And he's always had that. You know what I mean? He's always lived that. He has a code. It's a terrible loss, you know? I feel for him, and my condolences go to him and his family and everybody, because it hurt a lot of people. But he's somebody to listen to and to learn from, you know?
Yeah.
I deal with a lot of sad situations, and I would advise anybody to just be a fan of his and listen to his work. He's the man. Like, we lost somebody very special.
I agree. He made it, he made SportsCenter to me. He made it kind of cool to listen to, you know, check out SportsCenter. You know, he had a lot of kind of corny dudes on there. I mean, you know, he had some good dudes on there that were okay. But when Stuart Scott came on the scene, for me, this guy brought a little bit of hip-hop flavor, street flavor to ESPN.
In a respectful way.
Right. Very respectful. But now it's like, yo, we got a brother on here that's doing his thing. And he's bringing a kind of different audience, but he's kind of relating to different audience besides the normal audience that lists that would check out the show. So
yeah.
I'd love to check him out. And the brother, you know, brother would do his thing. And like you said, he just it's a big loss. You know, our regards go out to his family. I know he's got two daughters.
Yes.
It's tragic. Boy, I tell you, tragic. And you know, he went through some battle with cancer. I mean, I believe he beat it two times, and then it came back the third time. So, it's, I tell you, man, the cancer's just, that you know, it's just, it's so run so rampant.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's tragic, and it's surprising, and it comes in the night, it sneaks in, and before you know it, it's there. But the only thing you could do is just prepare yourself, get tested readily. The earlier you catch it, the better the odds are. But you know, it's something that's plaguing us. That's why you have to live this life, because if you look at the news, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, and people shouldn't regret living one day. Like, you should not go to bed saying, I regret something, you know, because you have time to make that right. So I just try to live, and I try to share a positive. That's what I do with my foundation. I share a positive message, man. And no more than that, that's all I do. I have a business of sharing something positive. And if I could affect one person's life, I'm happy, because that's what life is, man. And Stuart Scott is a prime example. Jimmy V, a prime example. You know, these people went down with, like, yo, what? You know, this is life, and live it. And this is where I've always done it before this, and I'm going to continue to do this while this is going. And after I'm gone, I want you to continue doing that. So that's what I do. I just try and spread positive stuff, you know?
Sounds good. Awesome.
Yep. That's what's good, Gary. Before you roll, I just want to say some words that Stuart Scott, some words that he left us. I believe this is during the ESPYs. And quote from Stuart Scott, "When you die, it doesn't mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live." Close quote from Stuart Scott. Powerful words. Remember those?
Powerful.
Yes, very powerful words. And, you know, rest in peace. As I said earlier in the show, gone too soon. But like Gary said, you just never know how long you're going to be here. So you have to live each day. Each day is your last. And, you know, the big thing I've learned over the years is make sure you tell those people that you love them. Don't keep it to yourself. Let them know, because you just don't know when that last time that you're going to see them.
Yeah.
And you just hate to be like, oh, man, I wish I would have told them. So always remember that. We just take it for granted that we're going to see those loved ones tomorrow, next week, next year, whenever. And that, unfortunately, that's not promised. So
no, it's not.
Nope. With that said, Gary, please give your foundation information to our audience.
Yes.
So they can find out more information.
It's Gary V. Brown 68 Foundation, and it's basically a foundation to help. It's geared towards the youth to help try and give these kids something positive to and a chance to just live a positive life, and no matter what your situation is. And, you know, I just spread love, and it's, my email address is GaryBigBrown68@gmail.com, and my website is GBB68Foundation.com. And you can go on there and check it out and see what I'm kind of about. It's a little bit of stuff there. I update it every 6 months, so I got a lot of stuff to put on there. Just been busy over the holidays and doing all of these things, and I just do things myself to make sure it's done right, and I love doing what I do.
That's what's good.
Awesome.
Love you, man. You're out there doing your thing, man, in the community, and that's what it's all about. We got to keep
I'm
going to
share my stuff with you, so I'll share my things I got going on in the future, and maybe you could give a shout-out and let the people know what's going on. People, if you want to be involved, just come on down or give me an email, and everything sounds good. LC, Cornbread, I appreciate you guys so much. Just give me an opportunity to have my voice heard. You guys do a great show. Love you guys. I keep listening.
Well, thanks again. You know, the big man, the big 68, big Gary Brown 68, to holding it down. And let us know what's going on. You want to jump back on and plug whatever you got coming up next, let us know. And but the bread man's going to have me down the ATL, so if you want to travel down with us, we're going to be doing a live remote.
Really? For the Super Bowl?
Beautiful women throughout the world.
It's going to be in May. And also, I just want to thank Gary. I just want to thank Gary for accepting me as a friend on LinkedIn, and I appreciate that. And plus, we got a big Hawaii trip also, so I got your email, so I'll send you that information also, so you can check it out, see if you're free to come hang with us in August. Got a big Cornbread Hawaiian explosion coming up August 13th through the 18th.
All right. Oh, nice.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate you coming on, and thank you for accepting me on LinkedIn as a friend.
Well, it's all good.
Thank you.
Hey Guy, one last word.
LinkedIn, Facebook, and everything like that as well.
Yep. And before you go, Gary, go Cowboys, baby.
Good luck. Good luck to you. May the best team win.
We'll be talking after the game's over.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you guys
soon.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you again to my man, Big Gary Brown, holding it down out there in the community and obviously doing his thing. With that Super Bowl, I mean, his Super Bowl ring is so out of this world. Whew! Man, I tell you. But big up to my man for doing what he does. We do have a call here, Brett, on line 2.
Okay.
You're on the LC and Jack radio show with the LC and the Breadman. Who do we have on the line? Hello? 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 All right, well, I guess they got nervous there, Brad.
Yeah, it's all good, you know. They ain't ready for the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it was a contestant.
You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who we got on the line? I don't know if we have a problem with the phone calls coming through, Brett, but it's all good.
You know, the lines, sometimes they get tied up, man. You know,
yeah.
It's a heavy volume. It crashes.
It's a little crazy.
Done that before.
Yeah. But we're going to be on for another few minutes. Give us a shout. Area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, if you're just joining us, you just heard the great former NFL player, Gary Brown, Super Bowl winner, 1996 Green Bay Packers. Brett Favre, if you remember, was the quarterback holding it down, bringing it home for the Cheeseheads, as I call them, on which they're known as up there in the frozen tundra.
Yes, sir.
In Green Bay. So, games will be rampant today. Make sure if you are a fan, which there are many, you check it out. Games all today. And again, if you have any thoughts on the passing of Stuart Scott, feel free to give us a shout. As we said there, Brad, he booyah was one of his booyah. That's what it was. One of his sayings. I'm sure he had a ton of others. Let's see what we could dig out.
The pillow. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember
that
one? Which one?
As cool as the other side of the pillow. And I used to do that all the time. Turn the pillow over, and it's cool on the other side.
Yep. Definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
Man. That was too much. That's a good segue.
Yeah, man. I mean, that was a good brother, man. He just...
He's missed.
Wow. I tell you, man, you just never know. Never know when your time is up. And we say that from time to time, we talk about it, and you know, every so often we get the shocker of this one passed, that one just passed. You know, I guess one of the ones that comes to mind right away that passed and was a shocker was Michael Jackson when he had passed. You're talking about a shocker. But that's, you know, that's life. You know, we're here for a period of time, and, you know, we do, you know, you're here, you get to do whatever the man upstairs has put you here to do. And when that time is up, your time is up.
That's it.
Yeah, so, but getting back to some of his words, holla. That was one of his words. He must be a bus driver because he's talking to him like to school. Holler at a player when you see him in the street. Just call him Butter because he's on a roll. Love that one. Call him the Windex man because he's always cleaning the glass. Yeah, Stuart, baby. You ain't going to go home, but you got to get the heck out of here. He treats him like a dog. Sit, stay. What else we got here for Stuart? And the Lord say, you got to rise up. Some of the words from Stuart.
Yes, sir.
God, of course,
yes,
I can't give it as justice as Stuart would,
mm-hmm.
but you get the point. Just, you know, like Gary said, just seeing him on SportsCenter back in the day, giving that flavor, as we call it, in the urban community. I'll call it urban. But just, you know, made it kind of cool to check out SportsCenter. Because otherwise, man, I wouldn't be checking it out.
Nah, man, I'd have been looking at the Honeymoons or the Odd Couple or something, Seinfeld.
Yeah,
when he came
on,
I made sure I had that remote for the Knicks, back and forth until he was on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So it was cool to check out SportsCenter and to check out some of the things that he would be a part of. So before we wrap the show, Brad, what do you have?
I got a couple of shout-outs to some very important people. You know, you want to do the birthday shout-out, as always. I'm going to give a shout-out to my homegirl, El Dulce, up there in Massachusetts. I'm going to give her a birthday shout-out. Miss Mona Tucker for calling in. I'm going to give her a big shout-out and happy birthday. Miss Phoenix Escar down in the ATL. Mr. Darryl Jenkins, Crystal Warren out there in Chi-Town, Brittany Starr, I'm going to give you a shout out. My homegirl Tiffany Johnson down there in Miami doing a yard sale. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it must be warm. We're doing a yard sale this time of the year. Miss Marta J. in Freeport, I want to give her a big shout out. King Dre and my homegirl from back in the day in school, Priscilla Royal, I want to give her a big shout out today on the LC and Jack radio show.
All right, Brad. Well, my shout outs are to each and one of all of you who are listening to this show. Big up to you and Happy New Year, by the way. So Happy New Year to our listening audience. May you be very prosperous in the 2015 year and beyond. So great things going to happen. Don't sit back and wait. Go out on the attack. So that's LC's words, positive words of wisdom for today. With that said there, Brad, look forward to our next show next week and each and every week. Again, hit us up on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all that good stuff. And let us know what's happening up in your neck of the woods, as they say. But until next week, stay safe, stay sound, stay blessed.
Peace.